Type Radio.
Just my type.
You're listening to Type Radio. My name is Donald.
I'm Lisa.
We're at the 33 Points Conference in Dortmund, Germany. It's April 4th, 2009, and our guest is Siggy Eggertsen. Welcome.
Thank you.
Are you religious?
Yeah.
And is it? Are you in a particular faith, or is it?
Yeah, but it's. I don't really believe in it. I just think it's really cool. It's like heathen, so it's called Ásatrú, and yeah, it's all about those Nordic gods, and I'm just so into that. So I decided to join this religion, but I'm not a religious person.
But have you met other people that are also?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It's a bit like World of Warcraft. I mean, yeah, people just dress up and act like Vikings.
Do you dress up?
I've never done it, no.
Do you have rituals?
No.
Are you superstitious?
No.
A little?
No, never. I'm quite straight. If it happens, it happens. There's no reason.
How did you get interested in design?
Well, I was always going to be an artist, but then I got into computers and started making websites and just really got into it. And yeah.
Also because you're now 25 and you already had a considerable career and considerable portfolio, you could say. You must have started really young.
I probably started designing and just fooling around in design programs when I was 14. Then, by luck, I got a job at 16 doing posters for art exhibitions and jazz concerts for this art community that was in my hometown. So, yeah, at 16 I had my own office and was just fooling around all day. So I did that for 2 years and got into school when I was 18.
But were you the only one in the village doing graphic design?
No. But just for this event.
And were you interested in the content already, or was it just a job for you?
Yeah, I was super interested. And this just allowed me to actually showcase what I had been doing in my free time. And there was nobody saying, no, you have to change this. So I got, yeah, complete freedom. So that was really good.
We were reading also that your mother had a lot of influence in the direction you went into. Is that?
Yeah, I mean, when I was a kid, she was studying fine art. And I always went to school with her because we were just living, the two of us. And I just really liked the way she painted. She kind of simplified everything, and that must have had some influence on me. But I just realized that a year ago.
What does she think of your work then?
She thinks it's cool. I mean, yeah, she's into it. But she's not painting anymore because she's decided to become a mother. So, yeah.
And have you ever thought of to collaborate together on a project?
Yeah. I thought about that, and my 11-year-old sister, I think she's just amazing. She can draw like a 25-year-old, and I always thought it would be nice to have me, my mother, and my little sister to do something together, but hasn't happened yet.
Does your sister also want to be a graphic artist and move into that direction? Or
no, I think she wants to become a dancer now, but I don't know. I mean, she's 11 years old.
11 year old girl.
We can't expect her to sort of realize what's going on there. Yeah. Do you consider yourself to be an illustrator or a designer? Or don't you see the difference?
I'm kind of against all those directions. I mean, titles. What does it matter? I mean, I studied graphic design, but then I decided I wanted to become an illustrator. And then I've been doing typefaces, and I do art. I just kind of do whatever I feel like doing. And Yeah, all those categories, I just don't see the point. And it's the same with music when... Or I don't have any examples now, but just indie, and then there's a subcategory and sub-subcategory to describe the music. And it's just music.
And is there something in particular, a preference you have, though? Do you, in...
In music, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Okay, then. That's a good one.
Well, I thought you meant music.
Yeah, okay. No, but yes. Okay. Do you have a... Yeah.
No, not really. Now I'm listening to some minimal techno. I mean, of course, that's a subcategory too, but yeah, stuff like that. Soulless. Just mechanical.
And how did you get involved and interested in type design?
It kind of just happened. I had been doing work with grids all the time, I mean, in my design and illustration of using grids, and I saw that drawing letters would be exactly the same process, so just kind of went into it. So it didn't really matter if it was graphic design or illustration or type design, it was all the same thing.
And also, you've moved a lot, as we realized yesterday also, you moved a lot. Do you think that's also important to influence for your work and how you think?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I come from a really small town, it's like 10,000 people. And after 17 years of that, you get really sick. And maybe that's something that influences me, because I always have to go to a bigger place. So at 17, I moved to the capital to study.
To Reykjavik.
Yeah. And then after 2 years of school, I was sick of Reykjavik. I couldn't bear it. And applied for an exchange student here in Berlin at Weissensee. And before that, I went to do an internship in New York. So I kind of went from Reykjavik to New York to Berlin and then back to Reykjavik to finish my studies over there. And of course, after that, I got sick, so I decided to move to London.
And what you did, and London, that wasn't a city you said you didn't really enjoy London.
I mean, London was good for a lot of things. And, I mean, I got bigger jobs and a really good agent. And so that's actually when my illustration career started. That's when I decided to do that, when I moved to London. But, I don't know, living there was not the nicest thing, because it's really grey and rainy, and I didn't get summer at all. So, yeah, needed more life quality.
And you're part of the Big Active agency. How does it... how is it when a project comes in? How do they select who is a pro? Is it the client that says I would like to work with Siggy?
Yeah. It's always the client picks the artist. It's not the agency picking the artist for the client. So, if it's a job for me, then it's for me.
So after, say, if there were no clients picking a particular artist, are they?
Removed
from the... I mean, I don't know how...
No, I mean, then the artist obviously has to do something about it, but, I mean, they're not removed.
But it's not the case that Big Active tries to find clients for that specific illustrator to get in more work, more actively, for instance.
I don't know anything about that.
Do you ever collaborate with the other artists in the group?
I haven't done it yet, no, but Big Active also has this design studio, and they take on music jobs and whatever. And often the design studio works with an illustrator, and I have done that.
And is it sometimes, yesterday you were talking about how you can be in the middle of nowhere and work on a really big project because it's possible now? With is it strange to be so remote sometimes from...
I mean, it's strange, but you get used to it. And I've always been obsessed with this idea of those old painters like Cézanne and Van Gogh, who just went to a cabin somewhere and stayed there for years without talking to anybody, and they just painted. And I was just so interested in that idea, I had to do it. And now I've done it for a couple of years, a month of each year, and it's just, I need it now. It's kind of recharging your batteries and not reading the news, not watching TV, just thinking and working.
Times New Siggy. How'd you get that idea? And what was the idea?
Well, I guess the idea was just to make my own Times, because Times New Roman is my favorite typeface. It's like the universal typeface. And there are so many versions of it. I mean, the latest Times New Roman that they're using now for the Times, I can't remember who did it, but I just thought it was absolutely beautiful. But of course you can't get it because they have it. So yeah, that's kind of when I decided I want to do my own.
And is it being used by other people besides yourself?
No. I was thinking about selling it, but I'm not sure because I kind of made this rule that I couldn't have any typefaces by other people on my computer besides those system fonts like Times and Arial and Helvetica, stuff like that. So for each project, I would have to make my own typeface. And yeah, I've been trying to do that now for some time, and I think it just makes the job more personal, and you're more likely to see it's done by me than somebody that used somebody's font that was commissioned by somebody else. So, yeah, that's my goal.
What are your heroes?
In design or just...
In design.
Peter Saville, he is, I don't know, maybe it's a cliche now to say he is your favorite, but I've admired him since I was 20. And
outside of design?
I don't know, I like pop stars. Robbie Williams, David Beckham, Vincent Gallo, people like that, people with some kind of attitude and a different vision on things.
Do you like to be like them more?
Maybe in the future, I don't know. Maybe not. But I'm just, yeah, really interested in how people become idols and everything they do is copied and everybody wants to be like them. Maybe I don't want to be like that, but I just find the idea quite interesting.
We talked about it a bit yesterday. What do you think about your country being almost bankrupt, and does that affect you personally?
What I think about it, of course, it's really sad. But, I mean, people are always trying to find whose fault it is. It's like the businessman or the bankman or the politicians. I mean, always trying to find someone to blame. But in a way, it's the nation itself. I mean, people have been spending more than they have. Too much, buying new cars, two cars, a house. 20-year-old people doing that, and it's just insane because of the banks just kept on lending them money. So, yeah.
So you also think that it's maybe the people got it on their own shoulders, the problem?
Yeah. Not everybody, of course. I mean, I don't have a house or a car. But some people, yeah. And of course, it's really unfair for the people who haven't been doing that.
And did it affect you personally in your work or how you look at things?
It affected me financially because I had my money there and I was living in Berlin because I hadn't opened the bank account. And the money was just frozen in Iceland and I didn't have anything. So financially, yes. But
so what did you do?
Just friends.
You borrowed money.
Yeah. It was really hard.
And now?
Now it's fine. The money is still there. I haven't been bothered trying to transfer it. But, yeah.
Do you now think of alternatives because of something like that that's happened? Like, putting your money under your bed now, or...?
I mean, there's nothing really you can do. You just have to hope that it's going to be okay. I mean, money under your blanket, then somebody steals it. I don't know.
It might seem a funny question, because we know you move around all the time. So what do you consider to be your personal escapade?
I don't know. Maybe having dreams, thinking about playing basketball and walking on mountains but not doing it, so escaping into dream worlds. And realizing you're doing it just for fun.
And what do you think you'll be doing in 10 years?
No idea. Don't think so far. Try to live just now and maybe tomorrow. But, yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Type radio.